The diverse crowd stood peacefully in the shade, holding placards with messages like "Stop funding Israel" and "Palestinian self-determination is not terrorism." There were no counter-protesters. Jordan Harris' sign said Israel is a terrorist state.
It's a terrorist state, and they need to feel accountable because anybody that stands up and tries to resist the constant abuses of Israel gets called a terrorist, when the reality is Israel is a terrorist state.
The protest took place the same day Al Jazeera is reporting that an Israeli airstrike killed 5 Palestinian militants in Gaza. Ramzi Kilich's director for the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, in Tampa. He said the rally was to draw attention to the money U.S. gives Israel, which critics say funds violence against Palestinians in occupied territories.
We're basically calling on President Obama, Secretary of State Clinton, to condemn this act and also to basically, investigate. As this country, we're giving military aid to the country of Israel, and we see that there are a lot of injustices by the Israeli military. One of this being this recent massacre in international waters again. So that's where our concerns lie, and I think a lot of Americans are starting to have that same feeling.
One protester named Maher said he knew life in Gaza well. He was born in Palestine and now lives in St. Petersburg, but recently went back to Gaza to visit. He said the place was on lockdown.
It's like a jailhouse. You go from one point to another point, you have to be checked, you have to be searched. And life over there is very hard. They have 11,000 prisoners, political prisoners, 11,000 people. So imagine 11,000 families has prisoners in jail.
He said all that would end if the U.S. were to stop giving Israel billions of dollars each year. He said it would also be good for U.S. foreign policy.
Everybody in the Muslim Arab world hate America, and that's because of this. So all what they have to do, not to make anything else but stop funding Israel. And that way they will gain every heart in the Middle East.
Maher said he's not optimistic that this will happen, given the power of Israel's lobby.
It's a lot of people, especially in the Senate and the Congress, where they are supporting Israel. And all of that because they are Israeli lobby over here paid a lot of money to fund their campaign to be elected. And that's why they support in Israel. So they are both. Our Congress and our Senate are both already.
USF student Nicole Gagné said it's not about religion or ethnicity, but it's about human rights.
We've given them some, $90 billion since, 2002, 2004? I don't think that I want my tax dollars paying for the bullets that hit people trying to bring food to a country that's being strangled.
The blockade has been in place since 2007 when the militant group Hamas won control over the area. Demonstrator Chalky Irving said that Israel's reaction to the flotilla, which it had publicly deemed a stunt, did not surprise him.
If they had blown the boats up completely, it wouldn't have shocked me. And it wouldn't have shocked the Palestinian people. Not when you know what a Zionist is. Albert Einstein was opposed to Zion. He was an anti-Zionist. They don't tell you that kind of stuff here in this country.
CARE's Ramzi Kilich said he wasn't surprised either that there was an interaction over the flotilla, but he didn't think it would result in deaths.
Flotillas have come through in the past, and they've been stopped by Israel. So I wasn't surprised that Israel engaged the flotilla. I'm just surprised that they killed the number of people that they killed anybody, for that matter. I mean, you can't put a price on any life. And these were people who were unarmed. And they were carrying humanitarian aid to a besieged and blockaded region of the world.
After the demonstration, activists took a petition urging a change in the U.S.'s policy on Israel to Senator Bill Nelson's office. As of airtime, neither Senator Nelson nor the Israeli consulate office in Miami has responded to our request for comment. The White House has said it supports a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an investigation into the raid. Meanwhile, Egypt has opened its Gaza border to allow thousands of Palestinians to flee the blockaded territory. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.